God is good to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure. But as for me, I almost lost my footing. My feet were slipping, and I was almost gone, for I envied the proud when I saw them prosper despite their pain. They seem to live such painless lives. Their bodies are so says they wear pride like jewel necklace. They clothe themselves with cruelty. These fat cats have everything their hearts could ever wish for. They scoff and speak only evil. In their pride they seek to crush others. They boast against the very heavens, and their words strut back the earth. And so the people are dismayed and confused. That's looking at his name, and he's saying, they see does God know? Continues they ask. Does the Most High ever know what's happening? Look at these wicked people enjoying life at ease while their riches multiply. And then he has this reflective poker face. Did I keep my heart in this life? What benefit is there for me? He's struggling with me. Look at these wicked people. Did I keep myself innocent for no reason? I get nothing but trouble all day long. Every morning brings me pain. Friends, he's looking at these guys and thinking, they do whatever they want. They have no morals, no conscience at all. Look at them. The blessings. Whereas me, I sacrifice, I serve, you know, I do what I'm told. And my life's just a mystery. That's what he's saying. But he can't tell anyone. The next thing he says is, if I had spoken this way to others, I would have been attracted to your people. So I try to understand why the apostle was different. He is a leader of God's people. Actually, he's a leader of leaders of God's people. He's struggling with the people. If I spit these words out, he says, I'm going to be in the trouble. So he's struggling. So like so many people, they question God. It's the wisdom of people seek out. This is the search for meaningless. The only real way to feel is the inner turmoil of the soul is to get into the right relationship with the Creator. Label and describe this inner turmoil in various ways. Hopefully putting a label on it helps us make sense of it. We talk of identity crisis. We talk of anxiety and depression. We talk of phobias, disorders of all kinds. These can be real human experiences. But we try to label them to make sense of it. There's simply different ways of describing a soul that is broken. Every human is faced with this to some extent. But there is nothing in the world that can fix it. We can try to mask it, but there's nothing in the world that can actually fix it because it's a spiritual condition. All the external wealth, all the experiences, all the disciplines, causes all the education certainly can't change. You can't buy your broken soul. The Psalms talk about health, happiness, and pride of the wicked, but they're just masking it. An eternity will reveal the realities. And this is where they search for the Psalms. Verse 17 says, step by the stream, then be swept by my tears. When your eyes are open wide for the sound of the tears of your eyes, Christ have a sign is that when your masks are removed, it will be not for your hands. The Lord comes to us from the sun. I didn't realize that my soul was hiding inside a cradle of sin. To all those who come suddenly to him, Christ will have done. So Asaph finds perspective on his sense of extensive unknowns. His lip gets taken in and he comes to this next step in his journey. Then I realize that my heart was beautiful. And I was born into a world's world. I was so foolish. I must have seen what the senses happened to me. Yet I still want to hold my life. You guide me with your thoughts, leading me to glorious destiny. Whom have I in heaven? I desire you more than anything. My heart is in heaven. My spirit. God remains the strength of the Lord. He is my God. Those who deserve you will perish if you destroy those who are evil. But as for me, that is a kingdom to give to me. I have made sovereign your nation, and I will do whatever you want to do. You can just feel as he's coming, just feel him from the depths he found. And he's being restored because he knows that God is upon us. No matter what he observes, and no matter what he experiences, God is with him forever. Even when he had that lapse, even when he went into a series of doubt, God is still there. God is still his God. And for Asaph, being with God made a huge difference, just spending that quiet time with him. He understands that walking with God is the only way life and fulfilling life to live with eternity. This is the secret of the world. Many of those suffering hours that are I remember it when I was dying. God does. He changes lives. If you want to see a single example, just the 24 hours of Christmas time, when people are singing songs to Jesus, and when they're giving sacrificially gifts at Christmas time, suddenly there's this desire, and reconciliation, there's this desire in most people to be at peace. Good thing about